to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. And once again online, we have, coming from Goldsboro, North Carolina, Sean Douglas. Sean, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me back.
Oh, man. Last time when you were giving your testimony, I tell you what, you had me captivated the entire time, brother. I mean, you have a story to tell. I know somebody listening to that broadcast, you touched their heart. You touched their soul because they're going to relate to things that you said. Like, that's me. That's me. And to hear your testimony is going to actually, the Lord will use that to set them free. Amen.
Oh, man, I hope so. At the end of my life, I just want someone to say, because of you, I didn't give up.
Amen. Amen. Well, for those that didn't hear the broadcast, I encourage you to go back and listen to the archives and catch up with it, because it is a powerful testimony. Just to give you a quick background, Sean is an inspirational speaker who helps people that knows they need to change, that knows they want to succeed, but they just don't know how. And he just kind of gives you some pointers to get going in the right direction. And he has various clients that we'll get into, if not on this recording, on this broadcast, the next one. But he helps people out through, he's an inspirational speaker. He has written an autobiographical book, Decisions, The Power to Overcome Self-Defeating Behaviors. Sean, we didn't even get into the book last time.
We'll talk about it.
Amen. He's a former Air Force DI. He is born again. You got, without me taking up all his time, I just say go back and listen to the archive broadcast. It's going to bless you. It really will. Now, Sean, you are what's called a certified master resilience trainer. Can you tell us what that is?
Sure. So I teach resilience skill sets. So resilience is your ability to withstand, recover, and grow through the face of every stressor, adversity, and changing demand that this universe has to offer.
Amen. So what happens? Bouncing back.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So you bounce back.
Amen.
So basically, what it is I teach mental, physical, spiritual, and social resilience skill sets, and I teach 11 of them. I teach like there's an overview of what I talk about, and then I do counting blessings, which is basically you counting three blessings every single day.
Oh, wow.
You know, three great things, and it builds your attitude of gratitude. I talk about accomplishing goals. Mine is different because I don't – so you remember when you were in school, and what was one of the questions that they ask you when you're in elementary and junior high? What's the question they ask you about
your
future?
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Boom! What do you want to be when you grow up? Yeah. Here's the problem with that. I'm 7 years old. I don't know. An astronaut? A fireman? I don't know. Nobody says, I want to be an accountant. Yeah. Nobody says that. I want to sell vacuum cleaners. Nobody says that. Nobody knows what podcasts are when you're 7 years old.
I don't even think they were invented when I was 7 years old.
but the problem with that is nobody really knows. I wanted to be a farmer when I grew up. Amen. I wanted to be a farmer. But the equipment is $260,000. Yeah. I don't have that. So, you know, we settle. That's the problem. We settle. So when I teach accomplishing goals, I ask people, what do you value? And then we attach those values to those goals. And then we find our purpose and passion through that. I teach another class. It's ABCs. It's the activating event, your brain's interpretations, and the consequences from those. And these are classes that teach you how you did not handle situations well and how you can develop ways to improve on that, which is the next class, checking your playbook. Everybody has a playbook.
Yeah.
How you handle every situation is based on your playbook, past experiences, family you grew up in, your beliefs, thoughts, and values. Wow. You know, why do I do the things that I do? And this is why. That's your playbook. So we develop people's playbooks, and there's sometimes, and these are where we identify your self-defeating behaviors, which is what my book is about. Self-defeating behaviors are self-talk, alcoholism, drugs, abuse, negative thinking, self-esteem issues, every single negativity, every single self-defeating behavior where we self-defeat ourselves before we begin, I talk about in this book and how to overcome them. We roll right into acceptance. Acceptance is where I know this is happening, I accept it, and these are the ways that I'm going to deal with it. And so we go through a mindfulness technique, breathe, exhale, breathe, right? Uh-huh. So we talk about breathing in the future and exhaling the past. Mm. Breathe in the future, exhale the past. Because a lot of times we're stuck in the past. We live in our past.
Yes.
How many times for sure. How many times as a pastor do you hear people talk about worrying about the future? Mm. All the time, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we talk about living today. Be better than you were yesterday and live for today. Tomorrow's going to have its own set of worries. There's Bible passages about this. Tomorrow will have its own worries.
Yeah, that's true.
Worry about today. And that's what we do in acceptance. We do mindfulness and meaning-making techniques. We talk about spiritual resilience, strengthening our set of beliefs, principles, and values. We build spiritual reminders. Mine is Jeremiah 29:11.
Amen.
It says that, for I know the plans I have for you, yeah, not to harm you but to prosper.
Yeah. Amen.
Another one that I like is 1 John 4. Mm-hmm. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
Amen.
That is huge.
Yes, it is.
Because that's where he lives.
Amen.
Is in us.
Us, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I love that 1 John 4:4 is that spiritual reminder for me. But we build people's spiritual reminders, whether it be religious or not religious. We talk about physical resilience. We talk about interpersonal problem solving, capitalizing on strengths, and good listening and active constructive responding. And that's the classes that I offer.
Wow. And how long does it take for you to go through that, you know, the seminar, if you want to call it that?
Well, they get an option. So I can do a 1-day, 7 to 8 hour class, mm-hmm, you know. I can do a 1-day. We can wrap them all into 1 day, or I can do a 2-day class. So that's from 7:30 in the morning till about 3 o'clock in the afternoonish.
Okay, with a break. Right?
So we do a 2-day seminar. Mm-hmm. Yep, break for lunch. Yep, yep.
Amen.
So they get their choice, or they can say, "Well, I just want the good listening," or "No, I think I want the accomplishing goals." And accomplishing goals is really what I use when I go to talk in high schools and mm-hmm, and colleges and stuff. You know, I use the accomplishing goals with the blessings. One of the ones that I use, so I went to a conference called the One Life Fully Lived Conference.
Okay.
So that Tim Rode is the founder of that. That's an amazing organization. They have a saying called "Dream It, Plan It, Live It."
Okay.
And I was like, wow, this is kind of what I do. I dream it, right? And then I plan it with your accomplishing goals, you know, and then I help people live it. So I develop personal growth plans based on the knowledge that I have with the resilience.
Mm.
So so I took the counting blessings, building an attitude of gratitude, morphed it with the accomplishing goals and the knowledge that I have with that, mm-hmm, and then took that and took the spiritual resilience part, and then I had a presentation for the Dream It, Plan It, Live It.
Wow.
The best part about spiritual resilience is your board of directors. If you are the CEO of your life, if you are in charge of your life, imagine you have no self-defeating behaviors. Imagine for a second if there was a way that you could 100% success rate no matter what you did. Wow. You cannot fail. What could you accomplish?
Amen.
Wow. And I talk about the board of directors. Okay. And God is on my board of directors.
Amen. Does that include your support personnel behind you? Wife?
They're on the board of directors.
Amen. Amen.
Yep. There's different areas of my life that I have, you know, I still have fitness, mm-hmm, you know, wealth, my religious part, spiritual. There's different aspects that I've built out at board of directors. And so I develop personal growth plans with people, and I go through what a board of directors is during the seminar, and we build it out. Who's this? Who's this? What serves you? Who serves you? You know, and then people are like, wow, I never thought about
I never thought about this.
So I start the board of directors off like this. You have people in your circle. Successful people always tell me you are the average of the 5 people that you spend the most amount of time with.
Mm.
I take it a step further and I say friends are like elevator buttons. They bring you up and they take you down.
Wow. Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes you have to break away from people, mm-hmm, because they bring you down. They don't build you up. So you have your board of directors that says, okay, in this area of my life, I'm failing in relationships. Who is on my board of directors that I can go to? Like, I used to go to my mom all the time. My mom's got three divorces. That's like asking a broke person who's filed bankrupt for investment opportunities. Not gonna work.
Yeah.
So it's like asking a, you know, a person who's an atheist, like, so how do I get closer to God? They're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
It doesn't happen.
Amen.
So my religious, my spiritual, you know, I have a board of directors for that. Different pastors. Like, you are now on my board of directors that we've connected and we've talked and, you know, all that. You're on my board of directors now. Wow. If I ever need something, I know you, that I can come to you, talk to you, you know, email you, whatever.
Amen.
So they're always changing.
You actually tell them that? Like, you're on my board of directors? Yeah, I actually
tell them, you are on my board of directors now.
Wow.
Yep.
That's awesome. What do they say?
They're like, well, so what do I got to do? I'm like, be there when I need you. Amen. Be there when I need you. You know, if I email like, hey, I need to talk to you about something and this is what it pertains to, sometimes they're like, you know what? I'm not sure, but talk to this guy. This guy knows. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then I meet somebody else. So it's all about networking and having the board of – because every successful company has a board meeting.
Yes,
and every successful company has a board of directors. A church has board members.
Yep.
I forget what some of them call them. Well, like Catholics have archdioceses, you know, the founders, directors, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But every company has a board of directors. So let's say that you are the CEO of your life. You are the head of your life. Mm-hmm. In what area are you failing? Are you failing in wealth, health, business, relationships?
All the above.
Yeah, where are you failing and where do you need improvements on? And that's where I come in and I consult and, you know, do that.
Okay. Amen. Glory to God. So how did you come up with this?
So I got from drilling, you know, in the last episode, we talked about moving from San Antonio, Texas to Seymour Johnson Air Force Base in North Carolina.
Yeah.
So I met a guy named Richard Lambert. He's a community support coordinator. His job is to go out into the community, military community, and assess where everybody's at. In 2012, Seymour Johnson Air Force Base in Goldsboro, North Carolina, led the entire Air Force in DUIs, alcohol-related incidents, and suicides.
Wow.
Led the Air Force. Man, this tiny base with 4,000 people led the entire Air Force in those three categories: suicides, alcohol-related incidences, and DUIs.
Wow.
His job is to go out into the military community and find out what is going on. And assess where they can improve, kind of like a consultant.
Mm-hmm.
So he reported back to other people. Then they did the surveys throughout all the other Air Force bases. And they came up with, you know, in 2010, I believe it was 2010, University of Pennsylvania designed some resilience principles based on positive psychology.
Okay.
2 years later, Seymour Johnson's going through this, and they're like, well, what are we going to do? So University of Pennsylvania was contacted and said, hey, I heard you got this program, and we've got our sets of programs, because, you know, military's always got professional development courses.
Yep.
They kind of sat there, merged, the meeting of the minds, merged, and then in 2014, I came in as they were rolling out this program, and they're like, dude, you're a drill instructor? I have an amazing program that you need to get involved in. And it was like a baby program. Just got rolled out. I was like, okay, well, let me take a look at it. You know, I taught accomplishing goals and basic training as one of the first classes we taught.
Yeah.
You know, so let me, you know, see what you guys got and everything. So I go through the courses. I'm like, wow, this is pretty good. I would change this, do this, you know, because they teach us as drill instructors, you know, to make a syllabus, you know, lesson plans and all that.
Yep. Amen.
So, you know, a bunch of us drill instructors got here and they said, we want you to be part of this program. So we started revamping it, started going through some things or whatever, because they had an amazing program already. And they're actually about to roll out another one. It's a resilience 2.0. Mm. Wow. Bigger and better and badder, you know. Mm. So we took our knowledge and put it into this program, and now, you know, this is what a couple of us teach on the base.
Mm.
This is what we teach, and then when I go out to, I speak at conferences, high schools, colleges, meetings, lunches. I speak everywhere. I take some of these principles and I morph it to whatever they want me to talk about at these places.
Okay. So it's adaptable to, you know, like if let's say someone wanted you to come out and talk about, Lord help me here. We'll just use relationships.
Okay.
You got a whole lesson plan geared around that?
Absolutely. Interpersonal problem solving and good listening and active constructive responding.
Wow. That is awesome. Yep. And it all started because you were in the right place at the right time with the right attitude.
Yes.
And we could add with the right God.
Absolutely. I mean, this was, 2014 was the year that I was surrendering my life to Christ. Mm. And I was kind of baby Christian. I mean, even though I grew up Catholic, you know, yeah. I was just like baby, like, what do I do? And, you know, it's funny. 2 years later, I sit here and I just look back and I'm like, man, I can see the steps. Amen. I can see where God was molding me in my life. It is just, it is so insane to think about at that time. I'm like, what am I doing with my life? But he already knows.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, I told the wife, I said, well, maybe, just maybe, I'm going to be this speaker and this awesome, like, you know, Joel Osteen wannabe, you know, and then I might have my own church when I'll be a pastor. And she's like, I am not being a pastor's wife. You are crazy. I was like, all right, well, that dream's dead. All right, never mind.
That's hilarious.
So she's like, nah.
She keeps you grounded.
She's like, I support you in everything, but you having like followers, like, yeah, nah, that would be too, much. That'd be too crazy. So, yeah, but she jokes around and she's like, cause then, you know, she has to be accountable too. You know, I mean, we're accountable to each other, but you know, when you're a pastor's wife, you know, there's a certain etiquette. I don't think my wife could handle it. You know, she gets freaked out when there's too much traffic. She's awesome. I love her.
You don't
She's
have
awesome.
A trailing plan about too much traffic? How to handle traffic?
Yeah, it's called Read the DOT Guide.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that is awesome. I mean, to hear you talk about these programs and to think that it's only, you know, a couple of years old that you've put all this together, you know, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit with outside, you know, materials and counselors and support network and all that. But I mean, this is absolutely awesome is the only word I can come up with. I mean,
oh, you know, I appreciate it. I mean, you know, 1 hour a day, let's do Monday through Friday. Okay. So what happened? So I go through the course and I'm learning some of the skill sets and I'm like, well, okay, I can apply that and I don't kind of believe that and yeah, this will work. And you know, so you're learning this stuff and then you go to teach it and you're like, okay, well, how can I mold it? You know, how can I, you know, so like accomplishing goals class, you know, you got to open it up to where people connect to it, you know, and I do the same thing. I'm like, what are you always asked? What do I want to be? Mm-hmm. I always tell people, I'm like, goals are just dreams with a deadline. Amen. That's all they are. Okay. They're just dreams with a deadline, mm-hmm. you know? And so I actually literally go in and break it down. I have this goal, this huge life I want to live. How do I do that? Well, I have to chart my course. I have to have a roadmap, and here's how I do it. Boom. And so we break it down to what can I do now, what can I do soon, and what can I do later? What can I do today? What can I do in the next couple days, few weeks? What can I do in the next months and years? Wow. We just break it down. Mm-hmm. You know, and so we basically, that's how we chart our course. What are we doing today? What are we doing tomorrow? What are we going to do the next day? And we literally plan out the entire goal.
Wow.
With milestones. Yeah. And that's where a lot of people fail mm-hmm. because they're like, well, I'm just going to do this. And then they, you know, lose motivation.
Yeah.
And then I ask, screw it, whatever. I mean, you know, every January 1st, the world makes a goal. You know?
Amen.
36%, I looked this up, so 36% of people are more successful when you share your goal rather than keeping it private.
Because of accountability.
Because of accountability. Yeah. And that's where your board of directors comes in.
Amen. Man.
So, yeah. So, University of Pennsylvania, you know, had all these people come together. The Air Force went in and said, how can we use this? How can we adapt this? And then they have a bunch of instructors who are already instructors in the Air Force mm-hmm. get into this program and say, let's build out this program. Bam! Send it out into the military. And that's what we did.
Praise God. So this is now Air Force wide?
This is Air Force wide.
Is that right?
Yep. Wow.
So you left your mark on the Air Force.
I hope so.
And a positive mark, not.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm not the drunk anymore.
Amen to that. Glory to God. I tell you, you know, for someone who wanted to, because you're still in the Air Force, I know you're limited on, you know, what you can do as far as travel and things mm-hmm. like that. But if someone wanted you to come to their church and hold a day long or a Saturday, Sunday, whatever.
Yeah, I can do a half session. I can do a couple hours. I can, you know, I'm flexible, whatever they need.
Okay. And but you'd be open to doing stuff like that?
Yeah. So actually, October 18th, I'm going to be in Charlotte speaking at a church. I'm going to be telling my testimony and you know, doing some speaking down there in Charlotte.
Okay. And where's that at?
In Charlotte, North Carolina. I forgot the okay. church's name.
Okay.
They do a thing called I just call it ICU. I don't know. It's ICU, but it's mm-hmm. ICU Talks. ICU Talks. Okay. And the coordinator's name is Kim, and I found her through a couple friends of mine, and they said, "Man, you got to go down there, man. They're doing some powerful stuff." I'm like, "Oh, let me check it out." Mm-hmm. So I contacted her. We talked back and forth, and she's like, "Come down here, and we're gonna rock this thing." So I'm like, "All right, let's do it." So October 18th, I'll be in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Is that a one day, kinda, 2 day? What is
that's
that?
A one day? Yep, one day.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, man, praise God. So, do you have a website? Correct.
And, yes. Yep.
And this
yep.
is on there, that date.
So people yeah. Well, there. Well, I don't have the dates like on the website. I'm going to put a calendar up, I guess. But I'm pretty flexible. If they shoot me an email, or they get a hold of me on Facebook, or they, you know, I'm really easy to get a hold of. I like talking to people.
Well, you do you well. Know? Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. I mean, that's kind of a speaker, right? I mean, that's what we do.
Yeah. It would be a bad career choice. It'd be a bad goal. I want to be a motivational speaker, but I don't know how to talk. Matter of fact, I can remember somebody in the Bible who was like that.
Moses. I was just thinking the same thing. He was like, "Talk to people. I don't even like hearing myself talk. What are you talking?" And he was like the master of tongues, man. I mean, he was awesome.
Amen. And Moses like, "Who am I? You know, I stutter."
Yeah. No, seriously. Yep. But you know what, God uses, oh my gosh, God uses people in the most amazing ways. But you would never, the last person, I mean, look at David.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the last person you would ever think, like, what? Come on. No way. But every single example of the most amazing people in the Bible, you know, he uses them in ways that are just amazing. And that's what, you know, when I surrendered my life to Christ, it was like, oh my God. I mean, I was baptized as a baby, and I did the confirmation with the Catholic. I did all that.
Right.
But what drew me to it was like, wow, I'm going through the same things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at Job.
Yeah.
Job was, they talk about how wealthy he was when he had oxen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they talk about how wealthy he is. The devil had to ask God permission to mess with Job.
Yep.
I don't care who you are in this world. If somebody has to ask you for permission to mess with somebody else, you are God. You are amazing.
You're up there.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if you ever question, like, I wonder if God's really powerful. I wonder how the devil had to ask God. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Come on. So,
and he's our daddy.
Yes. Oh, man. So, you know, I got to thinking about that. I said, how many times have we maybe disrespected our fathers or mothers, or how many times do we yell at our kids for, you know, well, you got to listen to me and you got to, but what about our real daddy?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, how many times have we just cast him off and say, ah, whatever, man, whatever.
Yep. I'm out of here. You know, like a rebellious teenager, you know?
The one problem I have, you know, and I struggle with this all the time. You know, I do, the one issue that I have is just, would you just give me an audible tone like, "Sean, go here"? Oh, thank you. Just one time. You know, amen. I try to like listen, and I try to feel things, and you know, I'm trying, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But just one time, could I just get an audible tone like, "Hey, go 5 minutes down the road"? Okay, got it. Thank you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know.
If God answered that, then next time you'd be looking for that audible tone.
Right.
So he says, just trust me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And listen to the inner voice, not an audible voice. You know? Because the devil himself can, you know, represent himself as an angel of light to deceive
him. Absolutely.
You know? So that's what God's saying is, you know, you don't need a visible manifestation and an audible voice, because then the devil will do one. If that's what you're looking for, you'll hear it. If that's what you're looking for, you will hear it. But it might not be what you want to hear.
Exactly. You know, when I make decisions, you know, the one thing I look at is, does it bring me closer to God?
Yeah,
Does it bring me closer to God? And that's one of the things that I look for when I make the big decisions. Mm-hmm. Will it bring me closer to God? Amen. You know, and you know, they're everywhere through the Bible, and I believe everything in the Bible. You know what I mean? Like, if it says genuine leather on the cover, it's a genuine leather book. I don't care if it's made out of paper. If it says genuine leather, it's genuine leather. I don't, yeah. You know, amen. From cover to cover, I believe the whole thing.
Yeah, even so, the maps.
Even the pictures. I believe in the pictures. So one of the things is, you know, lay it at my feet. You know, he always says that throughout the Bible, you know, lay it at my feet. You know, trust me and, you know, all this stuff, you know, I will give you rest. I mean, but how many times do we just leave it in our own hands and then we mess it all up?
Yep.
You know,
I got this, God. I don't need you right now. Yep. I got this.
Yep. And then when we hit rock bottom, yep. like we have, we bounce off the rock. God was the rock at the bottom.
Yeah.
He was. Yep, God was the rock at the bottom.
And then after that, when you finally hit bottom, you say, God, what happened?
Yep.
He said,
yep.
Now, do you want to help my help? You know, are you going to do what I tell you to do? And
Yeah,
I mean, I look at the light. We mentioned David, and real quick in closing, you know, I study David. You know, he's a murderer, an adulterer, a liar, mm-hmm. had, you know, 600 wives. And God's like, this is a man after my own heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was so quick to repent when it was pointed out what his sin was. Mm-hmm. You know? So it doesn't matter what you do. I mean, he was an adulterer, a murderer, a liar, you know, a philanderer. But yet he'd say, Lord, don't take your Holy Spirit from me. Forgive me for all that sin. And God's like, that is a man after my own heart.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, the one, real quick, 10 seconds. Sure. I love the part where he has to break us in order to remake us.
That's right. Amen.
You know what I mean? He has to break us in order to remake us. And I love it where, you know, we have to trust him. We absolutely just lay it at his feet and say, you know what? I don't know how this is going to happen, God, but this is going to happen. And I don't know how, but my ways are not your ways and your ways are not my way. It doesn't matter.
Amen.
Yeah. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. You know, he will open doors that no one can open and close them that no one can close. So it's just, you know, if you don't think God's working in your life, it's just, man, it's amazing. Yep. I love it.
Amen. Well, Sean,
love it.
The music's playing. That means we're almost out of time. Real quick.
All right.
Give us your contact information for any listeners who want to get a hold of you.
Yeah, it's facebook.com/SeanDouglasSpeaks. You can email me, you know, get a hold of me on Facebook, email me there. You know, I got a website that's right there. Click the button, and I can talk to you anytime.
Amen. Folks, that's all the time we have. This is Pastor Robert Tibbett, along with Sean Douglas, reminding you to be blessed in all that you do.